to preach if you are indeed preaching in church this morning. Now, if your loved ones are buried far away, it can sometimes seem difficult to travel up to their resting places to pay your respects. It's hoped a tree for memories, which has been blessed in Surrey this week, will give people space, a place as well as a physical space to remember their lost friends and relatives. Visitors to Frimley Lodge Park are invited to write down their thoughts and memories on an old oak tree overlooking the pond. Well, I went along to the ceremony and met some of the people involved in Surrey Heath's first memory tree.
Let it grow, let it grow. Let it blossom, let it flow.
Let us be silent that we may hear the whispers of God. May this tree be a special place of peace, as its branches reach out for the birds to rest, and may those who come here find comfort. As they stand in the tree's shadow, may they be able to remember the past with fondness and put down any cares.
My name's Debbie Webb. I'm a local resident from Frimley, and I contacted the council because it's a year on Monday that we lost our mum, and they weren't local residents, so I just wanted somewhere that I could just come and spend sort of 10 minutes and just have a bit of peaceful time and just remember all the good times. So with the help of Paul Deitch, I took my idea to the council, and here we are, and it's happened, and I'm just a bit overwhelmed by it because I didn't think it was going to be sort of so well received, because the response of people when I sort of put the idea out there was just, everybody was just so game for this to happen.
I am Councillor Paul Deitch. Debbie posted a comment on a local Facebook group, and within hours there was dozens and dozens of comments on the Facebook group, you know, from residents showing support for the idea. And as a councillor, that was very useful, because I was able to take that and demonstrate to the council that there is a desire for this in the community, and it expedited it. We're here today at the launch of it, which is absolutely fantastic. And I think that under normal circumstances, had it not been for social media, it would have taken a lot longer for us to demonstrate that there is a want for this in the community.
So how will it work? People write the names of loved ones, they come to the tree, what do they do?
Well, there's a lovely cafe here at Frimley Lodge Park called Pistachios in the Park, and the council have sourced some lovely biodegradable rice paper. And what residents will be able to do is to go into the cafe, get a piece of this paper, write their message and bring it to the tree and pin it onto the tree. And it's a very quiet spot. There's some lovely benches and some places where people can quietly reflect and, you know, and just enjoy the surroundings.
Let's bring you in now, the Reverend Larry Bain, a local vicar in this area. Why is it important for you to come down and be part of this ceremony today?
Well, we believe that God is everywhere and cares for everybody. And when people are grieving and seeking to remember their departed relatives and friends, it's often important to have a place. But because people move around the country so much, people are separated from those important places, whether that is a grave or whether it is a place where they've scattered some ashes. And so just to create a place where people can come, reflect and pray, I think that's very important. And so I'm really delighted to come here today to be able to bless this tree.
Why is it important to have a tree out in an open space to act as a memorial?
I think in society today, people come from all different traditions, religions, and many have their own ideas. So this is an opportunity for people to just come to a neutral place, a very beautiful place, where they can think and reflect. And after all, graves aren't inside churches, they're often outside churches. And people often scatter their ashes in all kinds of places where perhaps it means something special. But if you can't get to that place, here's a beautiful place that you can come to at any time and just remember and pray.
It's lovely to see people with young children coming to attend this blessing ceremony of the memory tree as well.
My name is Cathy Marriage, and I'm part of an organisation called SANS, which is a stillbirth and neonatal death charity. We support anybody who's lost a baby, and this is a really great venue for people, for parents, for families, for friends as well, to come down and just spend some time remembering the baby that didn't actually make it home.
This is going to be a very special place for you personally as well, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah. I mean, obviously it's very close to where I live, hence why I'm here. Just to have somewhere to come and walk and have some quiet time. And, you know, it's very beautiful down here by the canal. So I think a lot of people find it really great and have somewhere to come and put a little memory for their babies. And it's interesting to note that we've got the rice paper there and that we can come back sort of on a regular basis and put in a new note, because obviously the rice paper will biodegrade very quickly. So that would be really nice to have the opportunity to do that.
I didn't think this little idea I had would turn into something like this, so I'm just absolutely thrilled to bits, yeah, amazing.
May the tree be a symbol of God's creation, a place of love for all who come here to remember. For memory is a remembrance of time that lives forever in our hearts.
The Reverend Larry Bain from Heathside Church, beginning and ending that report with words from a specially written poem by one of his congregation members, Elizabeth Havenden.